CD 3. Track 24.
Hello. Welcome to English Around the World. And today we're looking at India, the giant of South Asia. And with us today we have actress Kareena Jangiani, star of the successful situation comedy Curry House, to tell us all about the English spoken in India. Welcome, Kareena.
Hi, Terence. Delighted to be here.
Kareena, in Curry House, which I must admit I do rather enjoy, it is...
Thanks.
In the programme, a lot of the humour, a lot of the laughs come from the use of Indian English, don't they?
Yes, that's right, Terence.
But what I'd like to know is how realistic is the language you use in the programme? I mean, do Indians really speak English like that?
Yes, I'd say it's pretty realistic. For example, in British English, it isn't considered correct to say things like, I'm understanding that, or I'm knowing the answer, or...
Yes, that's right. We don't usually use the present continuous tense with verbs of state like know and understand and love and...
Yes, but in Indian English, that's perfectly normal, you see. So you hear people saying, I'm loving this curry. It is tasting very good, although it is being quite hot.
Yes, and another case is with tag questions.
What questions?
Tag questions. You know, you're an actress, aren't you? Or you don't drink beer, do you?
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah, Indians just use isn't it or no. So they'll say things like, you ordered the chicken curry, isn't it? Instead of, you ordered the chicken curry, didn't you? Or... You don't smoke, no? Instead of, you don't smoke, do you? Another of my favourites is answering with the same words as in the question.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, if I know you've been in the restaurant before and I ask you, haven't you been here before? Then you'd say, yes, I have, right?
Well, yes.
But an Indian would say, yes, I haven't. Because he heard haven't in the question.
Ah, right.
There are lots more. For example, we don't always use the same word order in sentences that you do in British English. We might say, you're late again, you're late always. Or, hurry up, my all friends are waiting for us.
Oh, right, instead of all my friends are waiting.
Even with little words. You know, instead of saying, pay attention to your father, an Indian might say, pay attention on your father.
Ah, problems with prepositions.
Or, let's discuss about this problem, instead of, let's discuss this problem. And we often say open or close instead of switch on or switch off. You know, so, why don't you close the air conditioner? Or, could you open the television?
And what about other things?
Copyright and phonographic copyright, Pearson Central Europe. Spółka z ograniczoną odpowiedzialnością, 2011.